Well, that's not what Kropotkin says.
Well, I don't care 10 cents what he says. I don't think that's an expression. What's not? I don't care 10 cents. Yes, it is. I just expressed it. No, I mean, that's not really a phrase people use. You mean I have to communicate using an accepted list of phrases? No. I just mean that's not a standard idiom, so people might not get what you're saying. Lou, did you get what I was saying?
Yeah, that you didn't care very much at all. 10 cents isn't very much money, and Butchie didn't even care 10 cents worth of care.
Exactly. Well, I just thought maybe you misremembered a common phrase like, I don't care one whit.
One what?
One whit.
What's a whit?
I'm not sure.
So how is that clear when you don't know what a whit is?
I don't care one dingle pudding.
I don't care one schmoop.
Well, that's weird. Anything works.
Well, that's because those things don't exist, and so they don't have worth. If you use something with worth, it doesn't work.
All right, I'll try. I don't care one super cute toddler.
You're right.
I don't understand why you're so concerned with the language choices I make. You must feel you have some ownership of this language.
Butchie, you just blew my mind.
This language was imposed on you. It isn't some genetic inheritance or even a cultural inheritance. People become estranged from their own language.
What if you were an ethnic minority living in a country, and then that country's language was your only language, and then the majority ethnicity turned on you? Culture and language are so closely linked, wouldn't you feel your thoughts were in a language that was hostile to you?
Man, you're right. Whose words are these?
I think I know.
His house is in the village, though.
I bet you can't say I think I know without thinking that Robert Frost poem.
Don't think of an alligator.
What are you guys doing?
We're poisoning each other's thoughts.
Normally, I like doing it at dinner by mentioning stomach-turning images while we eat.
I love it when you do that, Butch. You know what words are like? They're like, I don't know, I'm hungry.
I am too. Let's order.
What do you want to order?
We could order the books.
How, by subject?
Let's get takeout books.
Okay, I gotta ask, what on earth are you guys talking about?
So we're taking this class on how to reorganize our brains based on new assumptions instead of old cultural norms.
Yeah, we've been thinking in an old-fashioned way.
You know how the typewriter keyboard is arranged in QWERTY?
Yeah, that's weird.
And it stays that way, not because it's efficient, just because it's always been that way and people are resistant to change.
Yeah.
So we're trying to snap out of our complacent fog of standard usage.
It's this new mind diet we're on.
Well, that all sounds very interesting.
So, shall we order these books and then they'll magically manifest a feast?
I eat words and spit letter piles. I am Victor Borga vomiting punctuation.
You see, the Bible says that in the years following the Great Flood, man thought they could build a tower to heaven, meaning they thought they could have dominion over the world and others. The price of this, which we call God punishing, is that they lose their ability to understand each other. Babel. Now they all speak these so-called languages, tongues. Languages limit our ability to understand each other.
Ever communicate with somebody you don't share a language with? Notice how your basic humanity comes out just by wanting to communicate?
Language is a shortcut to your deepest emotions and memories, and your fellow man is using it to sell you junk and exploit you.
Dig a ball, big be down, dig a big ball, dig a bow, dig a ball, big down.
Way to resist, Lou.
All right, well, just to use the old standard language for a second, are you guys indeed hungry, and should I get some food?
I'm not sure I should eat. I'm not going to eat until I understand how the body turns food into energy. I don't know what I'm participating in here.
I agree. Also, don't order out. That's a waste of money. I can make sandwiches.
Can I take a break from being original? My brain hurts. Also, get me the veggie sandwich from Ike's. We're getting Ike's, right?
No, Butch. I can make sandwiches.
But sandwiches out are always better.
Why?
Mystery. You don't see them being made. Even if you do see them made, there's still some kind of mystery to it.
You don't have to watch me make them.
Okay.
Hey, you guys, listen to this. Storytellers wanted for festival. Performers and storytellers wanted for huge arts festival. High pay and benefits. Tell stories and earn big. Advancement and career opportunities.
Well, that sounds too good to be true.
Why?
Because our society doesn't value such things.
Well, no, it loves storytelling. What do you mean?
Well, yeah, but not the kind where it's just a person telling a story. Well, they don't pay for that, at least.
Maybe it's a job in the movie business.
Maybe somebody is starting a religion.
Well, it says festival.
I've been to some weird festivals.
I know!
Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy Wise. I'm Hardy Wise. Join me now, won't you, as we get together in a place where you can think anything you want. You can say anything you want. You can make any noise you want. You can call me anything you want. And you know why? Because I can't hear you. I can't hear you. You can do anything you want. So, I'm not going to judge it. What, are you going to judge yourself? That's crazy.
Oh, my friend, come on in. There is a sign in front of this store that says, no shirt, no shoes, no direction, no idea, no purpose,
no problem.
Service. Oh, yeah, we'll serve you. Doesn't matter. Say, oh, Hardy, I'm not prepared to come in and be with you. Oh, what's wrong? Say, oh, the clothes I'm wearing aren't right. They're just fine. Whatever you have is fine. Say, oh, I'm wearing some huge hat that has rotten fruit on it. I'm afraid the flies are going to come in. There's going to be swarms of Drosophila. And that's no problem. Come on in with your hat and all the flies around it. We don't mind.
Oh, you're just fine the way you are.
If I wait until you feel ready, well, that's not going to be fine. You say, oh, but look at me. I'm crazy and I'm unpredictable and my moods change all the time and I'm wild and I think crazy things. I go, heck, not only come on in, I'm going to give you my candy factory here. Here's all the keys to the restrooms. And I got to tell you, it's just restrooms. It's not really a candy factory. Every room you will see is a bathroom. Why is that? Well, I just think that's practical. You know, I also have a kitchen, which I think that's the circle of life. By circle of life, what they mean is digestion. Yeah, what you put in you, like a hot dog, is going to eventually come out. Now, everything comes out duty, and there's no variation on that end. It's not like one of those Play-Doh factories. Now, a lot of you going to rush out and get those for Christmas and Hanukkah and say, my kid would like to make not just a star, but some kind of weird three-dimensional star worm. Say, oh, I know just the thing for you. It's a Play-Doh factory. He can also make false food, which I don't know why I'd necessarily make it, unless you're a menu photographer, which used to be a profession. Say, I have a deli, and I want to tout. What do you want to tout? I'm touting either my whitefish salad or, if it's easier, mashed potatoes. Say, mashed potatoes easier. So when you're photographing mashed potatoes or using them in the movie, what they use is ice cream to make it look like mashed potatoes because it melts faster. Oh, most of the things we see in art are illusion. I've learned this in museums. I'll be looking at something and I'll go, wait a minute, that's paint. That's not the ocean. Sometimes, though, things like language are so efficient at pointing beyond themselves as symbols that we forget what they are, that we're looking at a picture or a symbol or something. And it's that way with words. We'll hear a word, we will let it go into us, like the word faith or pineapple pen, and just let it say, oh, I'm going to let whatever image pops up, pop up. But you don't know. See, that you think, oh, I'm just randomly thinking it. No, it's been put in there, and it might be retrievable by somebody else. I'm programmed. I'm like a robot. Now, here's my revenge. I wasn't paying attention a lot of the time. That's why I can't be adequately controlled. So what makes you such an independent spirit, Hardy? I'd say, oh, it's like a short attention span. I've tripped, I wander off, I don't know. So I didn't get all of my lessons. Therefore, I've not been adequately indoctrinated. It's like I didn't take the whole round of antibiotics, so it didn't work at all. And I say, oh, cool, if I had just stayed in school, maybe I'd be more rigid. No, school is good. But I just want to tell you that if you go to a school, and their whole point is like, oh, we're going to make you into somebody who, like Evel Knievel, who jumps across canyons. You're going to think that's the purpose, to jump across those canyons, when maybe it's not.
Maybe it's to make cave paintings in the caves that dot the canyon walls. Walk this way, won't you? I'm giving a walking tour of America. A lot of people don't want to take it because it takes a year to do it. Say, oh, just one day is just full walking. There's no nothing to look at or anything. And sometimes it's just the cabin of some old lady will say. An old lady used to live here and she was a big part of her community. I went to a place like that. I was in maybe North Carolina or something. And I saw a plaque on the side of the road. Now, not the kind you're thinking, oh, the kind on your teeth? No. The kind that a historical marker made me choke. Sometimes the Lord will choke me as a way of saying, you're lying, now you're lying. Does he really interact that much in your life? No, it's figure speech. I'm choking myself, really, is what I'm doing. That's what prayer is. Ugh. It's a way of putting your own hand around your throat. Going, come on, dang it. Make this happen by wishing. Oh, my friends. I went from cave painting to something. I don't even know where we are. We have drifted out into the open ocean of words. I guess my point is this. These words you're using, do you know where they've been? Have you cleaned them? Now, I don't know if you have a blender. How many of all y'all have a blender at home? And mine's not at home. I keep it somewhere else. Okay, that's good. I do that too so nobody will steal it. I have a special pied de terre for my blender. So if my blender, I live in the suburbs, but my blender has a little place in town. I go there when I want to make, I don't know, a frap? Is that a thing? Or just an ordinary protein shake. So I've got this blender. Now the blender comes apart. You unscrew the bottom, you take the blade out. Now this is how you're supposed to clean it. But this is an extra step because you take the thing off and there's a gasket or a gasket, as the French would say, and something out, O-ring, as Richard Feynman would say. And you take this off and the blade assembly. Now, that's how you're supposed to wash it. Who does that? So I use it. I use my blender. And then what I do is I go, I'm just going to go for it. I'll take the sponge and I'll shove my hand down in there and try to clean around it. Now, what happens is, God will punish you by putting a blender blade up under your fingernail like that because you skipped a step. Just take it apart, right? Take it apart. Look at it. Say, I'm going to clean this properly. I'm trying to do a shortcut here. And look, I've tortured myself. Oh, are you torturing yourself, friends? Don't do that. Oh, my gosh. I tell you what, if you are friendless, I can give you a friend. Not me. Well, I'm available too. But you can be, get off your own back. That's crazy, Moebius monkey. I'm on my own back like a Moebius monkey. How do you do that? I'm a paradox. No, don't be your own tormentor. You don't have to do that. Maybe that, again, you're getting your ideas from language. Let's try to get, just briefly, I try to get language out of my head sometimes. By singing? Oh, yeah, I guess, by humming or something, a wordless tune. Thank you. I didn't even think of that. I was just making up kind of funny nonsense poetry. But that makes a lot more sense. No, that's cattle call. No, that's already a song. Gosh, it's hard to come up with your own. But I like I speak nonsense syllables. People find that hard to do. If I was a therapist, first of all, I would be committing a felony, I believe, because I'm not licensed. Who's to say who is licensed? Actually, they have that in place. I don't know if I super agree with it all, but it's probably good. I would say to people this. I'd say, let's begin our therapy. Well, we can do it right now. Okay, we're just playing. I'm doing a play called I'm a Therapist, and you're sitting on the couch, and you came to me, and you go, oh, I got big problems. I go, try this. So first of all, we're going to say some nonsense words. Like, I don't like to do that. Why? And you'll find that people don't like to do that. So I don't want to do something silly or stupid. I always find that silly to do something stupid. Why? I don't like to deviate too much from the norm. It makes me feel out of control. I don't know who I am anymore. Oh, my word. Think about that. So you can't. There's certain things you can't say. That's how tenuous your control over yourself is, and that how important appearance is. Find that you will know if you're truly uptight. You will discover it this way. Go to a desert island.
Now, on that desert island, go to it. There's a house in the middle of it. Go to that house. Go to a closet in that house on the desert island. Turn up a static white noise machine so nobody can hear you. Now can you make nonsense noises or say things or say embarrassing things out loud? If you can't, then you are self-oppressed. It's like, oh, that's crazy. There's something in my head. That's right, I know. Oh, my gosh. That's why I come to... I used to briefly had Fantasy Island. It was a timeshare, so I could go there 1 week. It wasn't convenient. Middle of winter, Fantasy Island. It was mine. Now, I could... Apparently, this is the thing. So you get Fantasy Island. Now, you can... It's your choice during that week of your timeshare whether you can have people fly in like that. And I thought, well, the first thing I know is I'm not going to get people of different stature to come in and yell out the plane's coming when I can see it and everything. That's icky to me. And not exploit people because they're differently abled or whatever. Ew, that's not my fantasy. So I just used, I thought, well, you know what? I don't even care that this is Fantasy Island. I'm just used it to relax for a little bit of a getaway. And then I realized that I could just do whatever I wanted. My imagination let it run wild. My idea of what clothes were. So first of all, you think, oh, I don't have to wear any clothes. And then the first time that you get a bramble in your brimble, there you go. Maybe I ought to have some kind of apron. But then it's all you have to, if you're inventing it from scratch, and what about language? If you're not talking to anybody, what kind of sounds would you make? Would you talk to the animals? Talk to the animals, talk to the animals. Something, it must go a bit like this, I would say. I would say boop, boop, boop to the otter. And I don't know, man. I think Dr. Doolittle said that. But they understood him. The animals wouldn't really understand him. You could say a crow, you'd go, caw, caw. I'd go, he's making that. Crows know you're making a crow noise, but they'd go, you're not saying anything in crow. It'd be like going up to a French person and going like, and they go, you're making sounds, French sounds, you're not saying anything. Animals think that all the time. How do I know what animals are thinking? I don't, but people are so easy to lie to. Bless your hearts. You really can say to people, the animals speak to me. And some of them, some people will go, I believe you. Now, I don't know who's... I don't get that, really. I don't know. I mean, why not? I might say I believe somebody, but I don't really. I just want to be their friend and all. But if they think the animal's speaking to them, I think poetically, so I can make up lots of excuses for people like that. Well, maybe they do see something. I don't know. I want to include everybody. I do. Maybe that's naive. I think it is. I think it comes from... There was a point in my life that was very peaceful and loving, and I think it poisoned me. It made me think, gosh, maybe everybody could be like that. Then you meet the rotten people. See, they don't smell, they don't correspond to their smell. I've had people that smelled very bad that were very nice people, and it's really hard mentally to get around that. You go, ooh, wow. But, you know, sometimes it's just a situation. Somebody works hard, sometimes they have an odor because they've been working hard and everything. So you're going to like somebody who's all perfumed or maybe slothful? Yeah. I think you ought to wear a number on your back that's a corresponding level of Dante's Inferno that you'd be at. Like gluttons. Like, I got a big 3 on my back. I'm a deceitful politician. 8. Or something like that. Hopefully, some of us wouldn't even have anything. So I'm on the rim or something. Fill it to the brim. Remember that coffee? Now, what you're doing, you say, oh, you seem to be free associating. Yes, that's the second tenet of anarchism, free association. That's what I'm doing. I associate, I take that to mean not just people, but ideas. I can associate with any ideas or thoughts or anything that I want. 2, Freud. So what you don't realize is you see all these things, every time you pun or any time you have an association like that, like I said, filled to the brim, and it made me think of this coffee, and coffee made me think this, that, or the other thing. You might think, oh, that Freud is crazy when it says something about a Freudian slip, but that's the way your mind works. It's making all sorts of nutty connections you don't even realize are there. So when I do say something, I say, neither a borrower nor a spender be, or something. Think Polonius from Hamlet, right? Think about Polonius. But you also, maybe of a certain generation, you might think Gilligan's Island.
Now, this leads to all sorts of things. Now, think about this. If you're thinking about poetry, and Gilligan's Island intrudes on it in a huge way, to the point that you might even see a visual image of Gilligan. You see him? I see mainly just the hat. That's all right. Bless your heart. I just see a hat, too. But that shapes your thinking, doesn't it? You're thinking Gollum. People like, why is the Gollum in the... That image has been around for a long time. Why is it getting so popular now? I know, it's frightening me. It's scaring me. It scares me when things like that, all of a sudden, people weren't talking about them and they're talking about them, like zombies and everything. Why now, is what I always think. I mean, I know because I have a time machine, but I have to... You might wonder why I use the language I use on the radio and with you friends, and it is because of time travel. I don't want to give anything away by using language. It changes all the time, and people have used certain phrases to mean certain things throughout history. And so I don't want to use them correctly or make you think something incorrectly like that. So I try to use my images sparingly. See, I'll talk about trees a lot, though. I love you to see trees. Can you picture a tree in your mind? Let's go to one together. How big shall we make it? Well, I think my imagination was expanded by the Swiss Army family Robinson. I've mentioned them last week. Now, I'm fascinated by this. I don't know if it was the Disney movie, The Swiss Army Family Robinson, that got the image in my head, or whether it was visiting one of their theme parks, either Disneyland or this room, where they had the Swiss Family Army Robinson treehouse in real life. And you could go up into this giant tree, I suppose a banyan, and it had been made into a house up in it. Now, why is that? They had to do that, build the house up high in the tree so they'd be safe from the monkeys. No, I'm joking. It made it worse. The monkeys are like, you're in our tree. But I guess, I don't know what animal was menacing them. Ostriches, if I remember the movie correctly. And they can, an emu can be a very aggressive, horrible thing. And the family lived up in the tree. Now, this was magical to me because a tree is a living thing. You're living in a living thing, and there are living things that live in other living things. Asked my tapeworm, Charlie. His name's not Charlie. That's how we would pronounce it in our language. Actually, his name in his language means king, which I think is beautiful. King, that's beautiful. What a beautiful image. So I see how many of you saw a German Shepherd? Isn't that weird? I did too. It's like magic. It gets very disturbing when we realize how common our thoughts are and everything. And I'm telling you, it's this thing, language, that got in there. It really is. And it can make it, you can be easily manipulated by it. That's why people can be, words, say sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can absolutely transform me, can make me into someone different. Completely. They can reshape, words can reshape my soul. You know, and whether you want to say that's hurt or not, that's up for debate. Oh, what's up for debate? Did you ever join the debate club? I've gone back and forth on that, whether to do that or not. I'm thinking, I can see both sides, really, which is why I think I shouldn't. What I like to do is just speak to you so I can ascertain your needs. So it's a bit like a waiter. Yes, that's exactly what I'm coming up to you. I won't be your servant in a way because I'm just arbitrarily arrived at that. I thought that looks like a good thing to do. But instead of serving people food, I'd like to serve them something a little more nebulous, like perhaps even a nebula. I don't know. That would be, I'd have to be godlike. Those are large. How about just appetizers? So I come to you and say, what is a need I can fill? And they go, sandwich need. Easy. People who do that, to me, are blessings in your community. There are people who say, what kind of need? I want to start a business. What can I do? And a lot of people, the first thing they think of is feed people. And that's a beautiful thing. Yes. That is undeniably one of the most basic needs we have. And, I don't know if you know this, everyone on earth can be fed unless you live somewhere where it's someone's political agenda is to starve you. Otherwise, then you can't. But I think food-wise, quantity-wise, we got you covered. But unless, perhaps some people are living somewhere where they're prevented from eating. Did you know this? Yes. It's not, and it's not their fault, is it? If I come and arrest you and throw you into prison, is that your fault?
Maybe I did something. What if doing something was just minding your own business?
Well, that's not fair.
But, I mean, I'm going to come up with a reason, so it'll sound like a reason.
Well, that's fair.
Oh, my goodness. Do we have dominion over each other, or do we not? Do I have power over you?
No, you sir do not. But if you were somehow a bully, I would give you that power out of fear.
All right. You do as Hardy says, then. My great-grandmother would try that tack. So, shoo, get out of the kitchen, like that.
Okay.
And she kept things, you know, going by pretending to be mean. So sometimes we have to. How do we do that, Hardy? How am I doing? Am I scaring you? Am I scary?
I don't want to scare you. Oh, my word. I feel like
the Godfather when he puts the orange peel in his mouth and he scares the little boy. And he's so remorseful that he has a heart attack. Who among us haven't done that? I think. Don't try to scare children by shoving a big thing of fruit in your mouth. That's scary. That's also harmful. It will give you a heart attack. It's the vitamin C. As we know, I think, who said that? I think it was Linus Pauling. First he did a lot of things, and then later in life he's like, you know what, take a lot of vitamin C. That's not your best work, Linus. What an awesome name, though. I wish I had a lot of things to name. I think maybe that's why a lot of people have babies. Don't deny it. Some of you are giggling right now. Say, the only reason I had a baby is I really just want to name something. Isn't it the power of naming? It's so compelling. People have pets like that. I got a great pet name. I got to get a pet because I got to name something. And you can't just name, you know, inanimate objects. It doesn't have the same power. But when you give something living a name, and then they respond to their name, they accept the name, and then they call themselves that name that you gave them. You see what a powerful thing that is? Naming. Naming is powerful. I'm the first person to ever realize that. No, I'm kidding. There's a whole branch of philosophy and everything. I'm the first stupid person to realize that, I bet. No, not even that. I was like that. Sometimes I think about that. I go, maybe I'm not even the best at being dumb.
Well, why do you want to be the best? Why is superlative important? Why be an outlier? Why not? Don't you believe in standard deviation?
Yes. Well, who came up with the idea of standard deviation?
I think Galton.
That's right. Galton did. And he also came up with what? Eugenics. You say that all the time.
I know.
Isn't that amazing? Because we are capable of, from the same brain that gave you fast food, also gave you Virgil.
Who?
Oh, well, I guess Virgil lost to the fat food, maybe. But bless us all. Perhaps someone will rise from Virgil's ashes and avenge. Oh, avenge me. Ride us out of my asses and avenge my ash. Did I say that correctly? Oh, I just want to be a friend to you. Then you might not murder me. But see, that's actually probably bad logic. Because you see, so many of the murders happen to people that you know. So, someone murdered their family. So maybe if I was a stranger, you'd be less likely to murder me. No, that doesn't work out either. Something, I've got to find some relationship where I'm, you're ambivalent about me at least. Neighbor? I think that's good. Neighbor. I care about my neighbors, but I care more about them when they're just in their house. And I don't see them necessarily. I have needed them. Oh, yes, I've needed my neighbor. I've sometimes cried out, saying, neighbor, 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 I need sugar, and I'm not going all the way to Kroger. Interesting thing is my neighbor's also named Kroger, so it gets very confusing. Which, are you going to Kroger? Perhaps, or just maybe I'll go over to Kroger. This is not true. This is not true. My neighbor would kill me. Jimmy Publix. Where are you? That is who asked that? God asked that. Was it Adam or Eve? One of them, Adam. He asked it to everybody. Where are you? But it's his way of saying, how you doing? Where are you? Because what happened is two things, the reason God asked that. One is just rhetorical. It's like, where are you? So what have you done? And two is that God made time and he forgot where he put everything. So he's like, well, I don't know. Where are you in time? Because I made this time thing. Now I got everything's lost to me. Everything that used to be easy to find is now lost in time. I'd do that. You ever go on one of those scavenger hunts? If you have a time machine, you know the scavenger hunts are a bear. Because people go, okay, I go and find toothpaste in the 13th century. Hard. You can't do it unless another time traveler has put it there. It's like looking for a needle in a haystack. How do you look for a needle in a haystack? I'll tell you. You want to find a needle in a haystack? Quickly, take off all your clothes and jump in the haystack. Chances are you'll find that needle almost immediately. So what you don't want to do is just go rationally looking for something. I think if you just let all your feelings do the looking and all, you know, and not fear being hurt, you can learn a lot about haystack needles. Yes. If I was going, that'd be a great needle name company. I'm just going to name things. Businesses, people do that too. That's why a lot of businesses fail. Because we go, I've got a great name for a business. I had that. This is an interesting name. So, I'm going to see if I can do this without betraying anybody. A restaurant opened in my neighborhood. And the name was very clever. And the name included a type of dish, a kind of ethnic dish. And that kind of had that theme. The restaurant had that theme. And here's the thing. That dish was not on the menu. All right? So they didn't even have that thing. So let's say the name of the restaurant was like, oh, I don't know, Soup Coop or something. And they don't have soup. Isn't that interesting? They just went for the, whoop. I knew a place like a business that had deli in the name, and they were an advertising agency. So, oh, that's clever. I walked in there thinking it was a deli. Go, well, this is not working. Oh, my friends. Oh, I want to help you. How can I help you? Say, Hardy, I feel bad about myself. Well, don't. First of all, I don't know what your problem is, but hey, maybe if the world was coming to an end, it wouldn't be a problem. Say, how about that? Yes, you're right. It's career oriented. Well, then it doesn't matter. Oh my goodness. Oh, don't let that define you. Oh my word. Sometimes I have to get, if I get too hung up with like, oh, you know, have I succeeded professionally? Then I go to Caveman Island. It's another island I go to pretend I'm a caveman. And that's better. Boy, what a great equalizer. And no one's allowed to speak. We all go, ooh, 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 and point a lot and draw pictures like that. And we help each other out. And it's not like Survivor. We all end up cooperating like that. Isn't that interesting? And so I like to go there. I have to go there and sort of reboot and say, you know what? My worth as a person has more to do than just what sort of a bizarre job I do in this culture. My gosh, it's so much bigger. When you figure out you're a human, oh, the world gets larger, not smaller. You go, holy cow, I'm much more than I thought I was. I'm sort of a miracle. And maybe it's just because I'm working. It's other people's ideas that I'm lowly. Maybe I'm not lowly. Oh, maybe you're not lowly. Lowly's name is some worm or something. And is that Busy World or I don't know. Richard Scarry is very scary to me. He's got an interesting world. All the animals do jobs, things like that. I've gone places where I've thought, I think you ever gone to, like you go to a cobbler and you think, that fellow is actually a dog or something. I've had that happen. Look at his hands, their paws. And you notice, I think the baker is some sort of bear, koala or something. And you have to really open your eyes to see that and probably get hit on the head or I don't know, or have an imagination. They're very similar. Oh, the human brain. We're just now learning about it.
Who's we? Us neurologists and explorer neurocolonists.
Scientists like myself. Excuse me. I'm choking on my own hubris. No, I'm not. I've delegated that to people who are brilliant because I don't have the time to do it because I'm doing other things like mowing lawns and everything. But so you go out and do the brain research. That seems like something you're into. I'm glad I don't have to live in some. I like some cooperation, and yes, I'm a collectivist to a certain degree, unless that includes the medical profession. If I have to do a rotation,
say everybody, all citizens must do a rotation in the emergency room, like it's the food co-op.
I don't think I could do that.
So yeah, but you have to.
Really? I guess I could if I had to. And you know what would help? If somebody told me I could.
See, if we were out there encouraging each other, saying, yes, you can do this. This is an obligation to do it, and it's hard. Yes, it's hard to step up, but you can do it. Boy, if people did that with politics. Say, yes, you can. Anybody could be a congressman. But, you know, I will take the time to show you how to do it so that we all can do it. But that's not how our world works. People don't want to show you how to do things because they're all competing. They don't want you to do it. So they don't show you how to do it. So that's why you got to go to do YouTube tutorials. Say, don't tell me how to make an omelet. Or don't you withhold the information for making a perfect omelet from me. You is what I say to the world. Every morning I get up and I make a couple positive affirmations. Then I tell myself some things that the world needs repaired. And then I say three nonsense things to just practice. Because otherwise I get in a rut and I got to get out of that rut. I just run, I walk the same route because it's familiar. And then I stop noticing. See, oh, that sounds religious. No, mine is, it might sound the same, but I'm actually just generating those words and being gibberish. I love it. And you know that I've gone on the radio and say, hey, what's near and dear to your heart? And some people say, if I got hold of the radio, I'd say something about my religion. I'd give you a Bible lesson. Well, the first thing I thought is like, oh, I've got Ur Sonata, right? I've got a Vrooms Barthe Tzu. That's what I got to say if I had the radio. I'd go on and say, Court Schwitters, possess me. Possess my mouth and mind. Like that, it's liberating to me. I say, that's crazy. No, it's not. To me, it's just liberating. And I can see why religious people might have a glossolalia or something. I like to do it. But see, I'm just messing around. I'm being inventive. I'm just trying to trick my brain into not thinking the same old things. Because, boy, there's nothing worse than having some thoughts and then recognizing them as something that you heard somewhere, unprocessed. See, that's the thing. If you turned it into something else. But it's like you took home a package of chicken and you just ate it package and all. Take it out and make it into a recipe at least. You're just eating it whole, swallowing it whole. Friends, oh, I tell you what, I may be a simpleton and fool who thinks there's easy answers to things, like just dumb yourself down and everything will be clear. Wow, wouldn't it be more confusing? Yes, you're right. Again, no easy answers. What am I going to say? Bless you. I just want you to be more confident to come up with your own, I guess. I just hate seeing people hurt themselves. That's the worst. My goodness. Especially the way I see you. Isn't that when somebody else sees you, they go, oh, I think you have just the right things you need to be happy or to succeed or anything.
No, you don't know. You don't know what a failure I am.
Well, I know this. I know that, you know, you're not going to make it if you're fighting yourself. That seems ridiculous.
You see, at least some people are deluded into thinking they can do things they can't. My gosh. You know, if you have that much self-doubt, then you're not in any danger of that being you. I think that's people think that. I'll be overconfident.
Yeah, rarely. Even people who are overconfident are usually faking, I find.
When I'm often overconfident, but then I trust that life will slap me down, right? If I jump from, I like to jump from things that are high. If I pick up a height that's too high, I trust that my leg will break and then I'll kind of learn where the good height is in there. But boy, I like to find out for myself, oh, my friends, you bring me food, you bring me friendship and something to dip the friendship in. Because friendship itself is dry and needs a sauce. True or false?
I don't know. We could talk about that forever, couldn't we? Do you like to do crafts? I like to do crafts because I like to work with my hands. Someone once told me when I was young about the Devil's Workshop. Oh, I wanted to go there so bad. They said, well, idle hands. Oh, but not with my hands. And they go, well, that's the Devil's Workshop right there. I go, I love it. I'm loving it. Anything else? They go, well, no. But try to do something. If you don't do something, sometimes you get into trouble. So do, just do. Go forward. Move forward. Move ahead. Try to detect it. It's not too late to whip it into shape. Move forward or something. Devo. Good people. Aren't they? Oh, I'm telling you, inspired me. I went and saw Mark Mothersbaugh exhibit at a museum, and it inspired me. Other people's creativity gets me going. I think, I don't want to copy their ideas, but I thought, well, wow, look at the human mind. Look at the place it can make. Look at the wonderful world it can create. Here, I've been relying on other people to create worlds for me, and then going into, I could be making my own wonderful worlds. What life must be so much richer and better and more colorful when you do that. Yes. Is when you go to a theme park, that is some weird, ugly mutation of really what the potential of the human mind is for imagination. That's just imagination made out of garbage. But boy, if you make it out of pure light, imagine. How do I imagine imagination if I haven't imagined? You'll get there. Oh, I think we're just being together like this. I'll tell you what. Let's do this. Let's sit together in an imaginary cafe. I'm having coffee. You're doing the crossword puzzle. And I'm yelling out the answers before you can solve them. I love to play that game. Does that annoy you or you like that? Is the point to fill in the crossword puzzle? Or is it noodling it out? What do you want? You want it filled in and done? I think I'm the king of crosswords? Or do you want to have fun? You want to have challenges? You want to stretch it out so that you're always thinking? You're always trying to solve something. Isn't that fun? That's why we like games. It's getting there. Relax. Nobody knows what's going on. All these arrogant fools. Like, I'm just here to tell you that. Heart is just here to hug you and to remind you that all these confident people, all the powerful people that would lord over you, bully you, make you feel fearful and all, they don't know. Well, that doesn't stop them. I know, but you must know that first of all, that they don't know either, that they're also lost fools. So, you know, you must, to save your own soul, know that first. Even though it doesn't stop them from being bullies, you must know that first, or you'll miss things about yourself. Your own self. So first we'll get there. So all these people, like the evil King John, now you know him from the Robin Hood stories. Evil King John, he's not good. And he's a skinny lion in the cartoons and all. But yeah. But you know what? Poor thing. Even though he's a sadistic murderer, you know, at his heart it's because of insecurities and all. Well, the only reason we should know that is so that we can see our own inner King John. Not so we can make him into something he's not, necessarily. So seeing the world clearly is just about seeing yourself clearly, too. Not being a Pollyanna. You know what? Again, also, nothing wrong with Pollyanna. She had a dark side. Dang it. People always try to put labels on people. Pollyanna thinking, you know what? I was negative a lot. So, ew, that's right. Oh, Pollyanna had a mouth on her, too. Like a sailor. That's not fair to sailors. Like a grad student in the arts. That kind of mouth. So, oh my gosh. Do you kiss a desk 1,000 times with that mouth? I saw performance artists do that. I thought, oh my God, what is she going? Like 300, how many times are you going to kiss that desk? You know who you are. I liked it. I liked the performance. But, I'd never seen anything like that. Thinking now that idea's in my head. Oh, I love it. It's just like, you make a baby. Make an idea baby. You don't realize it. So it is like a reproductive thing, isn't it? Words, they go on. Words. But they also can lose their meaning. You know, what are shoes for if nobody walks in L.A. anymore? Like the song says, what are shoes for? If nobody walks in L.A. anymore, Like words, they are useless if they have no meaning. I am barefoot in L.A.
The musical. I'm always working on musicals. I don't want to put them together and publish them. This is what I think. So, you know, Jesus Christ Superstar was an album. So they got the idea, Edward Horton and what's his name, Andrew Gardner, Tim Rice, and Edward Horton, Lloyd Webber, got the idea for this musical, Jesus Christ Superstar. So they, I guess they didn't have the money to produce and everything, so they made an album. And they say, I'm going to call up the singer from Manfred Mann. I'm going to call up the singer from Deep Purple. I'm going to come on here. They're all going to be Jesus and all. So it's, and they put out the album. And the album was great. And better, I think, better than any kind of stage production or anything, right? So I'm thinking this. If I don't even do the album part, and I just conceive of it, that'll be even better. Because it's untainted by actualization. I think that. If I put something in, if some one of my ideas becomes reality. Oh, it's so limiting. Ew, it just looks wrong. There's the other Gollum analogy, you know, when we make something, look at that, that's a person with no spirit. It's just a lump of clay. You can't make it. It's something that must grow and must evolve over time. You just can't make a fruiting apple tree. You must plant a seed, and you must take that chance that it's going to die, but it doesn't, and nurture it over time, and then it shall bear fruit. So don't count, while you're running, don't think I'm going to run 6 miles. Just say I'm going to run to there, and then I'm going to run to there, and then I'm going to run to there, and then an hour and some later, you'll be 6 miles down the road. That's how we do it. One step at a time, sweet Joe Derita. I was mentioning Shemp too much, so I'm going to pick somebody. I'm going to pick one of the Ritz brothers to be totally different. I'm going to pick one of the Ritz brothers who doesn't exist. Cracker Ritz. Or something. He wasn't even Jewish. He's the white Southern Ritz brother. I'm going to sit on a Ritz, he'd say, and he'd run in and he'd sit on the Ritz brothers. Yep, I'm sitting on one now. This is the country version. See, that's all going on in my... I'm having one of them celebrity specials in my head right now. I don't need it on TV. So if I was you, why don't you write it down and share it with me? Why don't you think something up? My goodness, use your brain. And be inventive. And don't be afraid to stray from convention. Who's going to not like you? The conventional? Right? So, oh, boring. Oh, I hope I'm not ostracized by the boring. Lord, I wouldn't want to be not invited to people's parties whose values I don't share. Look at all my fabulous things. That's always say, oh, that's lovely. It's so nice to go to your... I love going to so-and-so's parties because they have so many things and so much material wealth because they focus on that. That's really one of the things they're very, very engaged in is acquiring material wealth and impressing people with their possessions. And that impresses me. I look at that and I say, yes, I wish I and all the young people in my life could embrace that value of crass materialism. Well, that's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking is he's a success and you're a failure. I'll tell you what. I know, here's when, I will make you this deal to see who's a success and who's a failure. When we've both been dead for 10,000 years, let's meet and see who's a success and who's a failure. That's what I say. And nobody ever takes me up on it. So there. So I win. I declare myself the winner. Woo! Stop me. Stop that guy. He feels good inside. Stop him. He looks like he's self-satisfied or something. Bring him down a peg. Oh, it's not working. He's not working. He seems to be happy or something. Maybe we need to physically torture him so he's in pain. Because it looks like he's thinking to himself and he's unaffected by our attempts to control him with language. Oh, I'm sorry, but I think there was so much bad stuff, I cut it out. Now it's just, isn't it okay if I'm happy inside? No. I want you to come to my house. Come over to my business right now. Here's a place. Just walk in here. I don't care what walk of life you're from, what you believe. You're a human being. You're going to be dead.
come into this room right now, take a load off. I want you to, that heaviness of spirit, I want it to dissolve. Right here, you don't have to believe anything. Just pretend for a minute, just be yourself in this space right here. It's okay. No one will know, but God's in my head. You know what? I think all the other heads, how much garbage, even if that's true, you know, God must be like, oh man, ain't nothing I haven't seen. So just go ahead, human being. Stop torturing. Stop hurting. Stop hurting yourself. Stop hurting others. Take a deep breath. Look at the sky. Climb a tree. Watch the monkeys. Look at the monkeys play. Oh, they're funny. Look at they're getting a little bit closer. Look at them. Uh-oh, they're getting a little close. They're getting, the monkeys are getting too close. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. In the car, 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 in the monkeys, in the car. Oh, just in time. Oh, look how exciting it is. I'm out of breath. I'm out of breath. Life is so exciting. Oh, my word, this is great. What a trip. I just have to let myself experience things. I can't be afraid. I'm going to call the cattle. I don't care if they come running. I'll just run. Oh, my word, they came. Isn't that crazy? Have you ever done that with a dog whistle? Make it. Is your dog doing anything? That was in my mouth. Did your dog do anything? Because that's real high. My dogs are crazy when I do that. You just got to whistle really, really high that you can't even hear it. And the dogs are hearing it and they're going, ow, crazy, stop. Like that. Isn't that neat? Another kind of dog whistle is code, you know, where I go, oh, all right, get those lousy so-and-sos, you know. Who? I don't know, man. People wear straw hats after Labor Day or something. No, I don't know. Don't get anybody. Go, oh, just be, you know, you can be, you know what's so great about being yourself is that people go, oh, look how unafraid he is to be vulnerable or weak. And they go, wow, these people think I'm being weak. I'm being like a really, really strong. And it looks to the world as if I'm sort of being vulnerable or weak. That's amazing. What a great camouflage. And I go through life like that. Looking like a lowly worm, but you're really giant hippo who's taking a sausage onto the Tokyo subway. Did you see that one? I love that episode of Busy, Busy World. Wish it was a series. Don't you? Maybe say, do Busy, Busy World instead of Dirk Gently. I think you'd make, but first of all, Richard Scarry's got more books. Douglas Adams didn't get enough off, did he? So, bless his heart. So, I'll mix them up. I hope I write enough that people don't feel like the need to do something in my name. Based on the works of Harry White, here's my ideas. I have nothing to do with it. All right. Yes, all of you, from now on, you must, whatever your idea is, you should always say, based on the works of Harry White, even if it has nothing to do with me. Could you do that? No, I don't want to give you credit. Wait till I'm dead or something, then do it. I think it'd be funny. If you don't want to do it while I'm alive, that's cool. I don't, you know, I might benefit from it or something, and my life might be enhanced. Don't do that, God forbid. But after I'm gone, you should say, oh, yes, all my writings are based on the works of Harry White. I think that'd be funny. Just arbitrary. Bless you. Is everything arbitrary? I don't know. I got to look it up. Don't forget what the word means. I do. I just pick them without any goal or direction is how I get some of my words. Just randomly. I don't mind. Randomly, nothing's random, really. I think it's randomly generated, but it's not. So I'm going to roll these dice and randomly generate a number. A 1 through 12. Or 2 through 12, excuse me, no, 1. You're not going to roll a 1 with 2 dice. So, yeah, you're not all the options are available to you. So some of the things you think you're thinking and feeling that seem random, no, you're just thinking a little more freely. You're just allowing yourself to make connections that you thought were off limits. All of those doors in your brain that say staff only or something, or maybe like employees only, you're allowed to go in there. If there's something in your mind that has a tag that says, do not remove, you can remove it. That's for the retailer. Once it's yours, you can do with what you want with it. Don't be afraid, friend. Oh, banish fear. Why? Because the most scary, worst thing in the world is probably going to happen to you. So what's the point? Wait till it gets there, and then live in terror and fear in that moment. And then the rest of the time it's probably inappropriate. Oh, I don't know who you are. Am I giving you false hope? Maybe. Yeah, that will stay, man. You know, I don't know. Here's the false hope. This is what I think about maybe false hope. My Shar Pei dog was dying. It had cancer. And she was, oh, beautiful. I love my puppy so much. She had problems, though, because Shar Pei has a lot of folds in their skin. And so they get nasty things in them, yeast infections. Their eyelids, their little eyelashes turn in, and their eyelashes can abrade their sclera. Isn't that neat? So, I got cancer. So when mine got cancer, I was going to have to take her, put her down that day. We decided it was the time. We didn't want her to suffer. And so I made her breakfast. I made her bacon and eggs, and she sat at the table, and she had bacon and eggs and something else and everything. And I let her eat it, even though it was bad for dogs, because why? Because she wasn't going to live long enough for those bad effects to take effect. You see? So it wasn't really bad for her. It made her happy. And there's no consequence, because she was going to die that day. You see what I'm saying? So, if you're withholding something from somebody, affection, or telling them something, because you think, oh, there's going to be some bad side effect. If I tell this person I love them, or if I confess my weakness, they're going to maybe hold it against me. Say, oh, well, you know what? Take a chance that everything's going to end tomorrow and do it. What are you afraid of? I just want to do that. That's my goal in life, is to make you not be afraid. And so that's why I say, oh, I'm a babysitter. Oh, I'm company. Oh, is it because those are all things you need when potentially you're afraid. And so I'm not afraid of anything. That's great. I am. So you keep me from being afraid. One of us is going to benefit. That's great. So if you're one of those fearless types, you come make me feel better. We can help one another. We can aid one another mutually. Oh, yes. Hey, you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. All right. Here's the problem about that, though, is that it can't happen at the same time. Why don't we do that? You scratch my face and I'll scratch yours. That way we can look at each other. I don't want my face scratched. I don't mean like malevolently. I'll just massage it. I don't want that either. I've never seen two people just massaging each other's faces there standing like that. I don't think I want to see that. That's weird. What are you doing? We're mind melding each other. Not really. I'm just relaxing his mandible facial muscles. What do they call them? Maximal mandible. Maxifacial. Maxiofacial, maybe. Is that right? Did I get that right? I might have accidentally said the right word. Isn't that funny? I think if I taught a medical class like that, eventually I would follow. The other day I thought I was making a joke. I thought that the planet that the Daleks are from on Doctor Who was called Sklara, like an eye. It's not. It's like Skaros or Sklaros or something. But I thought it was the same word, so I thought it was. It's like that day I thought Onan was the same word as what's the god, Onan. That there was just one. It was the same person. And it's not. So, yes, I get confused. And then it actually changes my entire worldview if I get a word wrong. So maybe I should stop not depending on words that much. Right? Yes. So I think I will. And I'm just going to... Now I'm not going to use any words from now until the end of the show. Yeah, that seems like a bad idea. Also, because I have to tell you that this is Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White, and you're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County, and online at WFMU.org. Thank you so much for being my friend and joining me, and I hope you have a peaceful, wonderful week.
That the world called Halloween, where we uplift and we go out and we give homage to and we salute witches and warlords and devils and such. And we dress our little kids up in devil outfits and with little tails and with a fork in the hand, representative of the devil. Yes. And we buy them a mask to look evil and mean. And we walk up and down the road with them and knocking on doors and hollering, trick a tree. But I stopped by on this day to tell you that if you're doing that, the trick is on you.
Lord, I've been born again. I've been born again, yeah. I stayed on the knees till my soul was satisfied. I've been my soul was satisfied. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord, you know I came to Jesus just as I were. I would weary and I would woo and say, I've been born again. Yes, I.